All right, I'm here with Megan, one of our winners from the Resolution Revolution with Orange Theory Fitness. Megan, now that you have a few classes under your belt, how have you been feeling?
I feel like I have more energy. I'm excited to go. It helps my day, my mental health. I feel really good.
Yeah, we had talked earlier in the first interview about how it's like a good hurt, like you're sore, but then you're also mentally stimulated for the rest of the day. It's weird how working out does that to you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Have you noticed any changes in your physical abilities during an Orange Theory class or outside of the Orange Theory studio?
I feel like I have more energy. You know, I usually am tired too when I'm going in that class. I usually go around the 3 o'clock hour, and then I feel like I have more energy when I get out.
Yeah, I remember we talked about during the first check-in, or at least, you know, ahead of the check-ins, when you were saying how you were trying to be there for your kids, and it might not necessarily be right now, but we're looking, you know, down the line. So you feel like that's kind of helping to keep you honest and whatnot?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what else has helped you stay consistent with your Orange Theory workouts?
The fact that you book your classes ahead of time, so you kind of mentally prepare yourself to go during that time slot. So that keeps you accountable, and you're not supposed to cancel them.
Okay. The goal of an Orange Theory workout is to earn 12 or more splat points. Love that phrase. So your body will continue to burn calories for up to 36 hours after class. Are you finding yourself able to get those splats? Is that some of a challenge?
I have been. I think almost every class. And it's really great. You know, within 10 minutes of starting, I end up in like the green zone. And then right after that is orange. And then you just push yourself. Maybe they push you, the coaches too. So like do the all out and then you're in the red zone. You go back and down to the orange zone.
I still think it's one of the coolest parts of the workout is like being able to see everything get put up on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not only holding you accountable, but it's also kind of like it could subliminally push somebody else in the class. I know when I was working out and I saw somebody else getting the red before me, I was like, I need to get into the red zone right now. I know they want you in orange, but.
Yeah, no, it does. It pushes you. It makes you push yourself. It's good to have a group exercise. It's easier than going by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. It makes you feel like you're a part of a team almost, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, and then one final question here so I can let you get back to being a mom. Any short-term goals within the workouts that you have for yourself? Like within each Orange Theory workout, what is your mindset and what are you kind of hoping to achieve when you go into each workout?
I'm just hoping to get my heart rate up and maintain that, you know, during the whole workout and just work on my form and get the most out of each exercise. You know, and I'm not really trying to rush through it or anything. I go at the time that they give us, and it makes sense. It's just the whole workout makes sense.
Yeah, that's interesting, actually, because that I feel like that's one of the things that someone might struggle with initially is the with it being timed, you know, and having specific segments specific time segments for each exercise. Do you find yourself focusing more on form? Or are there times where you kind of feel yourself having to fight off the urge to just be like, all right, I got to get this done because I only got 30 seconds?
Yeah, no, like there's part where we do more cardio on the treadmill, and that's good because I push myself. And then when we do the weight floor, I focus more on my form and trying to get the most out of each exercise that we're doing. So it doesn't feel like you have to be rushed. You know, but you can go at a good pace and focus on what you're trying to get through to your body.
Oh, yeah. I think it's more so quality over quantity, right? Like, even if it's only 5 or 6 reps of a specific weighted exercise, that should be able to kind of put the proper strain, I guess, on the muscles that you're trying to train, as opposed to just, you know, cranking out 20 or, you know, 12 to 15 sloppy, you know, sets.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Or reps is the word I was looking for. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Megan. I'm going to let you get back to being a mom because I know that is a full-time job in itself.
Yes, thank you very much.
I hope you continue to enjoy your Orange Theory workouts, and I look forward to our next check-in, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Jeff.
Awesome, thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
You too.
You're welcome, thank you.